while ago, stating that they had that meeting, as I said earlier, with Minister Susan Shabangu. Now, we want to get an update on the strike action, which was planned for today after wage talks had deadlocked with government. Last week, we, of course, spoke with the PSA, and today was meant to be a day of rage. It was meant to be a shutdown, but of course, we saw something completely different happening, and we want to understand exactly what brought the change about. And to help us do that, I'm joined on the line by Leon Gilbert. He's the Assistant General Manager at the Public Servants Association. Good evening, Mr. Gilbert. Welcome to the program.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
And then, of course, we've been trying for a while to get hold of someone from the public administration, the minister's office. Today, we are very lucky and very grateful to be joined by Dr. Chana Pilani Majake. He's, of course, the deputy minister of public service and administration. I'm sorry, I was just told that Dr. Chana is, in fact, a female. So my apologies there, Dr. Majaka, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Good evening, Karima. Good evening, listeners. And good evening, Mr. Gilbert.
Mr. Gilbert, let me start with you. When I spoke with your colleague last week, we were assured that you were going to be engaging in a strike. You were, of course, saying that you have members all over, particularly in places of ports of entry, in home affairs. You were threatening to bring the public service effectively to a standstill. You also said that you had a protected strike because you had given a 7-day notice period. Today we saw that only certain members of your organization engage in industrial action, and that has also ceased. What happened between the last time we spoke and today?
I think firstly we should make a very clear distinction on the two categories or groups of employees that are represented by the PSA in two separate disputes with two separate employers. The first grouping was the whole of the public service, where we were engaged in salary negotiations in the PSCBC to further their demands. The second grouping of employees are those employees employed by an agency of state. It's not the public service, being the South African Social Security Agency, where we placed demands in February this year already, where the employer didn't reciprocate on our demands, and where we reached or we declared a separate wage dispute.
Okay, let's start with the first one, Mr. Gilbert. Mr. Gilbert, can we start with the PSA? Like I said, when we spoke with your colleague last week, he said that you were going to engage in national action. He said you were involved in a protected strike. You gave the minister 7 days' notice. Why did that strike not take place today?
Well, as you should be aware by now, the PSA did issue statements on Friday afternoon when a wage agreement was signed by those unions representing the majority of employees in the PSCBC. That became a binding wage agreement on all public servants, including the PSA members. And in terms of the current law, no union is allowed to strike over a matter regulated by a binding collective agreement. For that reason and that reason alone, the PSA had to abandon its strike action that was planned for today in the public service.
But Mr. Gilbert, this was precisely the point I made to your colleague, because he criticized actually the other unions for signing the agreement. He said that they in fact broke the deal that you had in the Labour caucus. When I pointed out to him that Nehao was still in fact consulting, because that's what the Nehao representative told me, he said, no, that is actually not true. They are already on board. They've signed. And you took as the PSA a very critical view of your colleagues in the other unions, but you insisted that you were going to proceed with the strike. So what I want to understand is what changed, because nothing has changed in terms of the fact that the other unions signed between then and now. So why did you insist that you had the right to strike?
I think that you may be confusing the listeners out there at this
stage. No, I'm not.
No, it's very important. Just answer the one question I'm going to pose to you. At what stage did you have the discussion with my colleague last week?
At the stage that you issued the notice that you are going to strike.
100% correct. That was before. We issued that strike notice last week on Monday. At that stage, there was no majority signature yet, and the deputy minister can confirm that. The majority signature only came about at about 2 o'clock last Friday. I was in contact with the general secretary of the PSCBC. He notified me of that, and immediately after that, he issued a media statement, and he issued a confirmation to all the unions that the agreement was signed only at that stage. At that stage, we immediately issued our statement indicating that we are suspending our strike action because the majority agreement is signed. At the stage when you spoke to my colleague, no binding agreement has been signed at that specific stage yet. As you correctly indicated, Nyawo was still consulting, although we expected Nyawo to make a last-minute signature. Obviously, you can't prepare for another union to perhaps make that signature. And it was only at the stage when that signature was made when the PSA withdrew its action.
Mr. Gilbert, I'm going to come back to you because I don't agree with you, but I want to bring the Deputy Minister for Public Service and Administration in here. Dr. Majake, the Public Sector Public Service Association, when I spoke with them last week, said they had a firm belief that they were within their rights because they gave a 7-day notice period. I read that the minister, Ayanda Dlodlo, had said that what is required is 21 days. Just give us the legal position around the number of days in which you need notification for a protected strike to go ahead.
Thanks, Karima. Indeed, last week we did receive a notice for strike action in terms of Section 64D of Public Relations Act that was actually submitted to us by PSA. What I need to actually just also indicate is that for now, the Secretary, the General Secretary of Public Service Council, Bargaining Chamber, Mr. Frikkie de Bruyn, announced on Friday the 8th in the afternoon that an agreement that enjoys 65.74% has been admitted, meaning that the wage agreement that government has signed was now receiving a majority support of the unions, which means about 8 unions already had signed: Saduni, Haupop, Kruti, Nosa, Napto, Sasama, Bawusa, Sasau, Sau. All of them have actually signed. And then what you need to know is the legal position of PSA at the time they submitted the notice. The one thing that was problematic was that they were actually in violation of the PSCBC rules, in the sense that the period of 21 days had not lapsed yet when they actually gave the notice to strike. When in actual fact, what needs to happen is that they need to actually wait for 21 days. Or in terms of the regulations, they're giving 21 days to either accept or reject the offer in consultation with their members. And we felt as the department that had not actually happened yet. And this is why, therefore, at the time, we were actually saying that the strike would then be in violation of the rules of the Public Service Council Bargaining Chamber. which would have actually resulted in a lot of things that were not going to actually work out for the strike. Like we would actually have had to apply the no work, no pay principle for employees who actually embarked on the strike. But earlier when Mr. Gilbert introduced his discussion, he said they have reached an agreement today with SASA. And now SASA has an internal institutional arrangement that benchmarks on the outcome.
Okay, Dr. Philani Majaki, would you mind holding that thought? We've got to go to a commercial break. We will continue the conversation shortly after. 702. It's just gone 10 to 9. This is the Karima Brown Show. And of course, you're listening to 702. I'm in conversation with the Assistant General Manager at the PSA, that's the Public Service Association, as well as I'm joined on the line by the Deputy Minister of Public Administration, Public Service rather, and Administration, Dr. Chana Philani Majaki. And we are, of course, talking about the strike that is now no longer happening. Now, just before the break, like for those of you who were listening, the Deputy Minister was explaining the separate arrangement that the SASA workers, of course, had entered into. Deputy Minister, do pick up the point that you were making earlier.
Thanks, Karima. What I wanted to just say is that in terms of the whole process of a public service council bargaining chamber, SASA has got its own internal institutional arrangement that benchmarks on the public service council bargaining chamber outcomes. So basically what it means is that now that I've actually indicated that by Friday, the General Secretary of the public service council bargaining chamber has actually announced that the agreement has been admitted, it would then now mean that the minister will have to draft a determination that will be extended to all agencies, with SASA included, because they actually benchmark on the outcome of the process that has been concluded on Friday.
Mr. Gilbert, the process as the Deputy Minister has outlined, is that a process that you are satisfied with?
I think, firstly, I just want to thank the Deputy Minister for confirming the facts that I stated earlier on when the wage agreement in the public service was signed. We, however, don't agree with the Deputy Minister's view on when a union can go on strike. Those matters are regulated very clearly in the Labour Relations Act. And in the public service, the notice period is 7 days. In the rest of employment in the country, it's 48 hours. That's a given. We are also very sure that if we were unprotected, the minister and the employer would have executed the threat that we received at the stage last week to indicate that our strikes are unprotected and that they would interdict the strikes. Nothing of that have been forthcoming. In terms of the SASA employees' bargaining arrangement is a bargaining arrangement similar to SARS employees. It's also an agency of government, similar to SASA being an agency of government. Although a minister makes the determination, nothing stops unions from placing a legitimate demand in those agencies and having collective bargaining. If collective bargaining fails, like it clearly did in this specific case, those unions are entitled to embark on its constitutional right, and that is industrial action. Even if a minister make a determination that was not subject to the outcome of collective bargaining, a union will still have the right to embark on industrial action.
Before I go to Dr. Philani Majaki to respond to what you've said, particularly around the interpretations of what constitutes a protected strike and the time issues involved, the person that I spoke to from the PSA was, of course, your Deputy General Manager, manager Tahir Maipa, who couldn't make it this evening. I asked him very specifically about the issue around Nihao, and he was actually quite categoric. He said Nihao is in fact just going through the motions. We know that they're going to sign the agreement, and he was very disappointed in what he described as what he believed was a backtracking of the agreement that the Labour caucus had agreed to. What I want to know from you, Mr. Gilbert, is that still the view that you hold, that the other unions actually went back on the position of the caucus?
With respect, ma'am, I think you want me to be controversial tonight. Let's stick to the facts of where we are today. Agreement has been signed by the majority employees in the public service. We respect that agreement that has been signed. We still don't agree with the content of the agreement. We will be dissatisfied for the next 3 years for the duration of that agreement. But to a very large degree, that's water under the bridge now. That is also the reason why we suspended our strike action in the public service and why we are not pursuing that action anymore, because there is a binding agreement today. What is relevant for our discussion perhaps tonight is how are we going to resolve this summer impasse, because there are vulnerable communities out there that will definitely be affected negatively. If you read our media statement to say that we have a binding agreement with this minister, that strike is off the cards now. You haven't read our media statement very clearly. Our media statement said that we had a constructive meeting with the minister today, that we explained the bargaining arrangement in SASA, being a similar bargaining arrangement to the one in SAS, and we gave all the legal frameworks to that. Legal framework that's not denied by the minister, the Deputy Minister of Public Service and Administration. And we gave the minister the opportunity to go and consult with her colleagues, including, I'm sure, the Minister of Public Service and Administration, on whether we are entitled to bargain salaries in SASA. We are,
Mr. Gilbert, we're running out of time. I just want Ms. Philani Majake to just respond to your issue around how they understand the matter in SASA. And I want you to do so, Deputy Minister, in 30 seconds, because we're literally running out of time. The PSA disagrees with you completely on how to deal with this matter involving the SASA workers.
Okay. Thanks, Karima. I think the whole issue of 7-day notice is applicable when you only talk about labor relations. In this case, we're talking about the wage negotiations, which means the rules that apply are the Public Service Council bargaining chamber ones, and that is the 21-day notice. I just wanted to correct Mr. Gilbert on that one. And to say that he's actually saying that the collective bargaining has actually failed, and I don't understand why, because the wage negotiations that have just been concluded indicates that there has been majority support of unions.
All right. Dr. Philani Majake, unfortunately, I have to cut you. We have run out of time. This is, of course, a story that's not going to go away. There's clearly no common understanding here between the PSA and, of course, the Ministry of Public Service and Administration.